Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators, keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Didi brought to you by Sir Grout Pittsburgh, your local grout cleaning expert, and Tapped Brick Oven and Poorhouse in Greensburg. So the great thing about your job, Aditi, is you get to travel and see all these teams. So you know all these people. You know Minter, you know
Not
Flores.
All of them. I don't, yes, but I don't actually know Chris Shula. I know Minter extremely well. I know Flores even better.
Anthony Weaver.
I know Anthony Weaver well, yes.
So just off the bat with these names that are out there, so those are the three you know well. You don't know the Rams guys as well. Who strikes you as like the most Steelers type? Like their mold for what they look like in coaches. Rooney said today, the number one thing I look for is leadership. He said that, leadership. Of those three guys, Flores, Minter, and Weaver, who are known candidates, who strikes you as the biggest leader?
Both Minter and Flores, I am enormous fan of. And I know that there's chatter out there that the Steelers would never consider somebody that had coached before, that had been a head coach before. I understand that that is Brian Flores, but I can tell you all the time that I've spent with him over the last 5-6 years, he has grown so much since the time that he was a head coach of the Miami Dolphins. And the thing that strikes me most, and look, my crew had the Vikings Packers week 18. We spent a lot of time with Flo. We spent a lot of time on our broadcast talking about him. My analyst, Adam Archuleta, who of course was a very good safety in the league for a long time, and is very tough on defenses that don't make sense, absolutely believes that Flo is one of the best teachers in the National Football League. The thing about Flo that strikes you is that he is so honest about where he failed, what he had to learn, and how he has improved at the things that he was not good at. And he's talked very openly about what he learned from Mike Tomlin, about relating to individual players, and that means every single player in the building. You saw Arthur Smith talk about it to the great Albert Breer. Albert Breer's great, by the way. Talking to Albert Breer about that, that is one of the things that really separated and distinguished Mike Tomlin, is the way that he would make an effort to talk to, relate to, and create a relationship with every single player in the locker room. That's something that Flo said he learned from him. Then Flo goes to Kevin O'Connell, and he said that he's learned so much about how you build a relationship with a quarterback and why, whether you directly coach that quarterback on a minute-by-minute basis or not, that matters so much. And it's not just him. You know, Andrew Van Ginkel, who's a tremendous leader and linebacker for the Vikings, he played for Flo in Miami, and he told us week 18, and I said this on the broadcast, that he thinks Flo is a different coach and that it would be an absolute travesty if he didn't get another shot. That's what Harrison Smith said. Harrison Smith said the same exact thing. Harrison Smith, same thing. So that's Flo. Then Jesse Minter, the same way. So the way Flores' defenses, the fact that Minnesota was even in games this year is entirely because of Flo's defenses. And Matt LaFleur said that to us as well in our production meetings. So we all know, we know how good Brian Flores' defenses are. they work because of how detailed he is in his teaching, how exceptional of a teacher he is. And you can say the exact same thing about Jesse Minter. Derwin James has had a career revival. Khalil Mack has still played because they love playing for Jesse Minter.
Bud Dupree still draws an NFL paycheck against all odds, even though he threatened me on social media several times.
This past weekend. Sure, but I will just sit here and say he's a second generation. Jesse's a second generation head coach. He's worked under John Harbaugh. He's worked under Jim Harbaugh. He also is an incredibly smart, creative, defensive mind who knows how to relate to players, get the most out of players, and doesn't have an ego about what players tell him will or won't work. A huge, huge, huge fan of Jesse Minter's. Not a fan of Anthony Weaver's defense, but a fan of Anthony Weaver as a person. So if he were to come here to Pittsburgh, I don't know that he would call or run the defense. I saw Miami just looking far too confused too many times. In the middle of the season, Zach Sealer and Minka Fitzpatrick had to go to Anthony Weaver and say, we've got too many young guys. We've got to simplify and clean some of these things up. But that doesn't necessarily mean that Anthony Weaver isn't a great leader, isn't a man that could get the most out of individual players. I've always been, and I've said this to you guys consistently, I like the CEO head coach. I like the coach who is available to every single piece of the team and isn't so embedded in just running one side of the team. I mean, look at the Texans, who just took it to the Steelers. DeMeco Ryans gave up the play calling, the defensive play calling to Matt Burke, and look at what that defense then did.
Aditi, my question...
Did I lose you?
No. I didn't know if you were... I thought there was a follow-up even after that one. My question with any of these defensive coordinators who would be head coach candidates, and we know Flores obviously had time in Miami. We know what a mess that was on a variety of levels that had nothing to do with maybe on the football field. I always wonder what kind of a relationship, or I should say Rolodex, do they have of offensive coordinators in waiting? Because that's always the question. You're going to lose offensive coordinators and you're going to have to replace them. So what do you know about any of the kind of coaches that Flores or a Minter might surround themselves with who are on the other side of the football?
Flores has worked with some really good guys in Minnesota. He's got a relationship with Brian Daboll too. I like Josh McCown. Flores also, you know what? You go back to Miami and he only knew one way. He'd spent his entire career in New England with Bill Belichick. And as we've seen, be it Matt Patricia, be it Brian Flores, be it Josh McDaniels, you leave and there's only one Bill Belichick. So you kind of have to learn another way, which Flores knows. I haven't had the conversation with Jesse Minter about who he'd pick as his OC, but believe me, Greg Roman's now available.
Oh my God, no.
That's not what you would think. I kid. That's like a boogeyman name at this point. These guys like Jesse Minter, I mean, this is a conversation I had with him way back, and I don't even know. It might have been week six that we had them, week seven, something like that. They know when it's going to be their turn. They're having conversations all the time. They are getting hit up by assistant coaches. It's funny, Jeff Hafley, who's the former BC coach, who is the Packers DC, when I asked him about this week 18, how he's managing all that, he said he's been getting texts for the last month and a half from numbers that he doesn't know, and he's having those conversations. You have to constantly be thinking. And when it comes to being a defensive coach, and this is a conversation that I had with Peyton Manning last year.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Congratulations on all your success.
Good coaches. Yeah, there you go. Good coaches always have succession plans. So the way that Peyton Manning said it is, if you're a defensive-minded coach and you're hiring an OC and you're expecting to have success, you make sure that the tight ends coach or the quarterback coach or the O-line coach, whoever is next in line, is shadowing that OC, is spending time with him, that you can continue to sort of promote up, that you're building that tree within your own organization. So you would think that guys that are this smart, guys like Brian Flores, guys like Jesse Minter, they're taking that into account. And you would expect that Omar Khan and Art Mooney are asking that question.
Give us a name.
How would you handle that?
Give us a name that's not on this first batch of candidates who are all officially going to interview. Well, not officially, but what per reports. Give us another name you think the Steelers will consider to be their next head coach. Who else is out there? Give us a name that you think, oh yeah, that guy definitely.
You're putting me on the spot when you say that. You're putting me on, oh, you know who they should talk to, who I love?
Who's that?
Anthony Campanelli.
He's the Jaguars defensive
coordinator.
Okay.
Yep. He's a Jersey guy.
And their offensive coordinator is like 12.
20 years.
And their OC is getting talked about.
Grant Udinski. Let me tell you, I've known Grant Udinski for years. 7 years ago, he was sleeping in his car at a Walmart. Grant Udinski is probably one of the five smartest people I know in the entire National Football League. The guy reads extensively on leadership, on how to lead. You know what? Let me give you a story about Grant Udinski. So Grant Udinski has the backup quarterback, Nick Mullins, every single week make an audio recording of that week's play calls. That then goes to all the skill position players. Now, it's so they can get used to hearing the calls, and the EO line too, I think. It's so they can get used to hearing the calls, so they get used to the verbiage, but they also get used to Mullins' voice and his cadence, because heaven forbid Mullins needs to go into a game, it's not totally jarring where they have no idea what he's saying.
When Shedeur Sanders
had to go in a game, remember what the O-line said? They said, we had no idea what we were saying. We didn't know his voice. And Grant Udinski has figured out a way to make sure that that never happens. He's so smart. He's so ambitious. He's so hungry. He's all about ball. Everybody that has ever worked with him loves him. He doesn't get to call the plays in Jacksonville, obviously, because Liam Cohen is calling them. But he totally could. Huge, huge, huge fan of his. He 100% should be a play-calling offensive coordinator this year. Huge fan. Don't forget that I'm telling you this. I love him. But I also really, really like Anthony Campanelli, who I've known a very long time. And I'll tell you very quickly, the Jaguars lost to the Texans very badly, collapsed, and Campanelli completely ripped up the defense, took it down to the studs, said, we'll play high school level cover two if that's what we need to, but we just need to play faster. And that's exactly what the Jags did. If you look at what happened, the Jags defense had a massive turnaround.
That's Aditi Kinkabwala on some names to know and some names you already know, like Brian Flores, to replace Mike Tomlin. It actually happened yesterday. Thank you, Aditi.
Thanks for having me, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.